buckle up. This is a show you won't want to miss. Coming up, an interview with former LAFC forward and El Salvador international Joshua Perez, a rundown on the Champions League semi-final pairings, and so much more, right here on the World Soccer Report.
It is time for the Rowdy's Rundown and World Soccer Report with Buster DeLay as we go over all of what's happening in the world of soccer. And here is your host, Buster DeLay.
And welcome to the World Soccer Report. Before I dive in today, I hope you will all be happy to hear that the World Soccer Report Instagram account is getting a revamp. In the upcoming weeks, stay tuned for interactive content, hilarious videos, exclusive content, and, best of all, matchday vlogs on my story. Stay tuned, the World Soccer Report may expand to other platforms of social media as well. Now, first and foremost, the Rowdies Rundown. The Tampa Bay Rowdies were rampant against FC Tulsa, who, leading up to the game, were almost identically level with Tampa in the table. The Bay knew their attack would be detrimental if used correctly, and interestingly, Neil Collins deployed a very different-looking backline. Ryko Arozarena got the nod over CJ Cochran, Lawrence Wyke started over Jordan Scarlett, and Connor Antley continued his tremendous spell at central centre-back. The defense definitely did its job, with Tulsa only registering 4 shots on target. 2 were dealt with by wonderful Arozarena reflexes. In particular, Brian Brown's inch-perfect curling shot met the fingertip of Ryko, tipping it onto the post. The one goal Tulsa did record was made entirely by Gabriel Torres's cross into JJ Williams, who tried to direct it to Brian Brown. It ended up being played too wide, yet Brian Brown intelligently redirected the ball into a wide-open Williams who couldn't miss, despite a flying Aaron Guillen. On a brighter note, the Rowdies' goals were also of extreme quality. Mere moments into the match, Seba Guenzadi flashed a ball across the box. Goalkeeper Sean Lewis saved it, yet it fell right to Lewis Hilton, who, if the net were not in the way, probably would have sent the ball somewhere in California. Soon later, Jake LaCava won a penalty. Sebastian Guenzadi, who was still searching for his first goal of the season, beat Lewis, yet his effort was too well placed in the end as it touched woodwork. Soon, LaCava was at it again. His lovely service set up Kyle Gregg to score his first goal for the club in the 37th minute. The next goal was a JJ Williams goal in the 85th minute, which set up a very nervy final few moments. In response, substitute Leo Fernandez beat Bradley Bourgeois, then shimmied past Adrian Dispay like it was nothing. He squared it across the box to an onrushing Deion Harris, who registered his first professional goal. Looking forward, on Wednesday, April 20th, the Tampa Bay Rowdies take on Orlando City, local rivals, at Exploria Stadium. This is one of the biggest games the club has played in quite some time, as they face names such as Alexander Pato, Erkin Cara, Pedro Galese, and many more MLS stars. If the Rowdies can pull off this victory, they will progress past the third round of the US Open Cup, which would be huge. Come on, you Rowdies! As promised, this week's interview is a big one. Please welcome former LAFC forward, former Fiorentina player, and El Salvador international, Joshua Perez. Here with Joshua Perez, forward number 7 for the Miami FC. Now, Joshua, you have quite a pedigree playing in the MLS as well as USL with various clubs. And fun fact, I actually saw you play for LAFC when you played against Orlando. I was over in Orlando for that game. What was it like playing for multiple levels, including the USL for Miami FC and the MLS for LAFC?
Yeah, it's a great experience. I think it's something that and at a young age, it's good to have experience and get those games in. MLS is still growing, and obviously at the time, it was a great time for me, and I was getting a good amount of minutes, so it was good for a young player like me.
And you play for the El Salvador national team. How is it like representing your country on the national stage?
Good. It's always an honor. I think it's one of the biggest achievements, I guess, in a soccer player's career, obviously representing their country. And I think slowly but surely I'll get back to that, and I'm hoping I can do this in a good way and demonstrate it in the club level and to get to international level.
Massive thanks to Joshua. Over in the Champions League, we are on to the semi-finals. The 2 semi-finals are Manchester City versus Real Madrid and Liverpool versus Villarreal. But first, how did we get here? Manchester City dispatched of Atletico in the quarters, winning 1-0 in the first leg and drawing 0-0 in the second. Real Madrid played Chelsea in what will go down as a Champions League classic. Back-to-back Benzema hat-tricks, the second of the two being the 3 goals Real registered in the first leg. In the first leg, Chelsea only grabbed 1. In the second leg, Chelsea won 3-2, yet this was too little too late as the aggregate score was 5-4 Real Madrid. Villarreal shocked Bayern Munich with a 1-0 victory in the first leg and a 1-1 draw in the second. Samuel Chukwueze proved the difference off the bench to match Robert Lewandowski's goal. Liverpool made it much closer than expected against Benfica, who were very good over the first two legs. Over the two legs, the score was 6-4 in Liverpool's favor. Roberto Firmino came off the bench to score the 2 decisive goals in the second leg. This was after Liverpool won 3-1 in the first leg. You know me and my love for Liverpool, and honestly, the quadruple may be possible this season. Liverpool have already won the League Cup, they are in the semi-finals of the Champions League, and they are 1 point behind Manchester City in the Premier League. And in terms of the FA Cup, they are in the finals, which brings me to the Worldwide Game of the Week. Interestingly, for the second week in a row, it is between Liverpool and Manchester City. It didn't take long for a goal to come in this monumental FA Cup clash, and it was Liverpool to score it in the 9th minute. More specifically, it was Ibrahima Konate who could not seem to stop scoring as of recent. The second goal came after a horrible mistake by US men's national team goalkeeper Zach Steffen, who thought he had more time on the ball than he did. Sadio Mane capitalized on his lapse in concentration as he slid in to make it 2-0. Before the half, it was 3-0, and yet again it was Sadio Mane who volleyed in a beautiful goal after a sumptuous team move. Right after halftime, Jack Grealish pulled one back, which changed the game. Yet, Liverpool held on until the 91st minute when Bernardo Silva clawed a goal out of a save from Alisson. The final is now set up between Chelsea and Liverpool, which is a repeat of the League Cup final. What a game! Name a better player right now than Karim Benzema. Go ahead, I'll wait. This man can do no wrong at the moment. He pops up whenever you need a goal. I mean, he scored back-to-back hat-tricks in the Champions League, then a winning goal in the second leg against Chelsea. He effectively has won the Champions League thus far for Real Madrid. Now, he's only gone and won another game, this time in the 92nd minute with a goal against Sevilla. Dusan Vlahovic saved Juventus from dropping points against Bologna following 2 84th minute red cards. In the Europa League, Barcelona were defeated by Eintracht Frankfurt. After drawing 1-1 in the first leg, including a superb Ansgar Knauf volley, a Tuta red card, and a team goal from Ferran Torres, Frankfurt's dominant first half display got them over the line. The away fans, who traveled in extreme numbers, are also to thank for the win as they filled the Camp Nou. Philip Kostic scored 2 goals and Rafael Santos Borré scored a screamer. After having one disallowed, Sergio Busquets pulled one back with an insane driven volley. With mere seconds left, Memphis scored from the spot with power, giving Barcelona seconds to grab another goal. That last goal never came. Frankfurt move on to the next game, while the fine form of Barcelona has a huge hurdle thrown in. This week's MLS spotlight has to be the absolute thrashing of Real Salt Lake by the current champions, New York City FC. This defeat was thanks to the brilliance of Tati Castellanos, who scored 4 goals, including 2 penalties. Thiago Andrade was also instrumental, as he scored a brace. Some sad news for all MLS fans, Atlanta United's Joseph Martinez is out for the upcoming games due to another necessary surgery on his injured knee. Ever since he tore his ACL, he has been struggling with that knee. Pray for Joseph. For a more concise report on the standings of your favorite leagues, be sure to head over to myhoovy.com to find the Worldwide Soccer 180. I also host this show, and you can find it under the channel titled Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Be sure to follow my Instagram account, at World Soccer Report. That's that symbol, World Soccer Report, all one word. And if you were listening in on the radio, be sure to check out my Spotify show archives by searching up on Spotify, The World Soccer Report, not all one word. While you're there, check out the link in my Spotify description to learn how you can help the show. Thank you for listening, and as always, thank you to Radio St. Pete Online for being my home base here on the show. This has been The World Soccer Report, and I'll see you at the game.